Blog Talk Radio.
If you have patience with me for about a month, I will have you so smart. Yes, I will have you so smart that you can tie them around your fingers.
Edition of Nothing But Elijah. I'm your host, Sister Keila Lee, and this is being brought to you by CRO, the Coalition for the Remembrance of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, headquartered at 2435 West 71st Street in Chicago, Illinois. To learn more, please visit us online at CROE.org. I'd like to bear witness that there is no God but Allah, who appeared in person as Master Farah Muhammad, and that the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad is his last and greatest messenger. And I also like to thank the founders of CRO for the opportunity to continue to present this wonderful content of the last messenger of Allah, and that is none other than Brother Khalif Muhammad, Brother Shaheed Muslim, and our dearly departed business manager, Brother Munir Muhammad. May Allah be pleased with him. We are continuing our study. We should be studying the theology of time. Without further ado, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad.
So, make one trip across America and drop her bomb. And that when she drop one, she know the distance of which the explosion will take effect. Then just three of these planes will be sent to the British Isles to take care of England. Believe what I'm saying, or wait around a few days. This plane goes above the earth 40 miles to unload those bombs on America. He gets up 40 miles. Oh, we have jets like that. Right? But, brother, when this plane unloads her deadly destruction, you won't have no planes up there. No. They won't fly up there with your jets. They're going to get rid of your jets on the ground first. How are they going to do that, Mr. Muhammad? They'll do it like this. First thing they will do, they will go and destroy all America, airplane bases. And they will also destroy her plane that you see running up in the air now at the speed of sound, and that's a terrific speed of a gun shot, and more faster than that. They get rid of them first. How are they going to get rid of them? Oh, yes. They're going to make her and her enemies get rid of them. Yeah. She has some enemies that have the same thing that America has. Put them to fighting first and make them to get rid of each other. Just as out if they will all most kill each other. This is what they're driving them to now. to do away, as one scientist said, America, the white man will not worry. We will in no such high explosion on it. One was during life, the Muslim did that people live over here next to Turkey. What's the name? That Turkey almost now lives. When they fought the last war with another people there. They're all but knowledge. But some of them still around. Albanian. These little Christians that live there next to churches. Armenians, that's who they are. Armenians, Christians. So the church thought that it was time to get rid of the Christians. So they went out and just went and slaughtered Armenians like nothing. Till he was told that it was not time to kill all white people. But that's just what you're going to see. Get rid of all white people who is the devil of black people. You will see. They will bear me witness if they was in here. I could make them bear me witness. That the war that is breaking out now, the war of Armageddon, it has already begun. This is to get rid of white folks. You don't need to go over to Vietnam to fight. No. What are you going to fight for? If America wins, you still will be her slave nation. And you will have Vietnam to fight for. But you won't win. Those old ancient Hindus that is fighting over there against America, Christianity. Allah put them to fighting because he don't want either one. So he let America, the Christians, kill Hindus all they want. And then the Hindu will be killing her too. But they probably will not win, but let them kill each other. Else we don't want either one. You notice how quiet the Muslim acts in this war? You never hear telling no Muslim going to war to defend either side. No. Because they don't want either one of them, Christian nor Hindu. A Hindu is one of the oldest enemies of God, of man. You're running over and talking about our people, killing our people, just because you look like you're a little. They're not people. They've been on this planet for 35,000 years trying to destroy God, the only religion in Islam. You don't see no Muslim. I would to my God that I could get one of these bombs and one of these planes and fly over that territory. I would show you how long they will be here. They may be some Hindu believers in here, but I don't care, brother. Yes, I'd fly over your territory and kill every one of you if I could. If you are here, I don't love you myself. I don't care if America kill all of you and you kill them too. I don't love either one of you. Oh, wheel. Think over the prophet, looking at him. Oh, wheel. You look dreadful. Loaded up with bombs to rain on America. God told you that you make one stroke across America, now America would be more good than it saw. And just three of these bombing planes go to England, that'd be the end of England. Just one of these bombs on each of her hours. That's all. Go in the earth 1 mile. Then she blew up a mountain for a mile high and killed the civilization for 50 square miles around. Ah, oh, but don't come trying to make war with God. It's a dangerous thing to do. Today, every kind of deadly weapon is being fashioned to destroy man from the face of the earth. They all is angry with each other, as the Bible prophesied. And the nation was angry. God himself was angry. But had come the time of the dead, that they should be risen up and be judged according to justice. That's there in your Bible and our Revelation. God was angry. The Lamb was angry. Everybody angry. Because the war of the devil was against God and his message. So God and his messenger both was angry. I'm angry now. I'm ready to fight. This is why that I'm here today. I come out alone. I don't have no armies with me. My few followers is very weak. They have no arms. But if they follow me to my God, they have perfect arms. Arms that don't miss. I guess someone is hungry like myself. I too is hungry. Save yourself from this wall. This is a terrible wall. Everyone's throwing at the other and all he has. And deadly bombs, guns, and everything. They're done. They are prepared to do it. If you don't have a Savior in this day and time, make haste and get one. Over in Europe, it's a boiling point. In America, it is the point of death. Everything pointing at us. Oh, save America, you will say. Yes, if America had not destroyed you, she could be saved. But you have destroyed you. Night and day, she's killing black men. Someone must stand up for black men.
So I have God on my side to defend me. Storm, rain, hail, earthquake, drought,
sake of all souls that's going on, I won't tell you that I'm doing that. This is what they want to charge me with. But I said, charge it to the right one, the powerful one, that's God himself, not me. Certainly I'm with him. Certainly I hope that he will avenge us about him. So my dear beloved brothers and sisters, I have given you a description of what's in the sky. There's a sanctus or two on it that tells every spot where America had bombed and where she got her jet fuel. She has something there for. Dreadful planes scuttling around with bombs that is capable of ripping this apart, but they can't get to them. That science is on there. If America's bomb is over California, they take this and just sneak away into another place. He has seen it. He admitted to me that he said they have seen it. But they can't get to him. They are like the Jesus was when he was here. He had the knowledge of tuning in, hearing what you think about. If the Jews started at him on this side of town, he'd go on the other side. Because he heard them when they were planning to come here. And there. One out of every 100 in Asia of the righteous can hear you thinking over here. Tell you what they're thinking about. There was two of that type of people visit my home here not so many weeks ago. They both look like brothers. Well, every day God raised man a prophet to do a big job. These types of scientists visit him to assure him their friendship, that whenever the right time comes, we'll be with you. We will take it. These are the type of scientists that you read of in the Bible, that one or two go forth and do this and another one do that. These are the ones that I'm telling you about visiting me here not so many days ago. They have orders by Allah to do a certain job. Each one needs to do a certain job. Like you read of it in the Bible. That one sanctuary, he went out, and his job was to send a plague of wind, or send a plague of storm, or to send a plague of fire, or something like that. These are the type of men. I know them, and they know me. And that everyone has a job to do. There's seven of them. Allah says that the job is not enough for one, but seven of them will be ordered to do it. And take over. Not books, they are men. And last of all is that dreadful angel, which places one foot on land and one on sea. That's that dreadful one. That's the seventh one. And the book says, in Allah upon you, he lifted up his right hand and his left hand to heaven. This is the way Muslims pray. They lift up the hand and they pray like that. Both hands. And he said in his words, time. No, it's not. First stone, no more. And then he colored sorry into gravity and set the nation on fire. This cutting has started, the main cutting has started into the atom of the gravity of Earth and make the atom over the Earth explode. When they explode, they set our atmosphere into a flame of fire. And there is no people can live on the earth because it will be all in a flame of fire. This is the way the heavens and the earth will display the judgment as the Bible teaches you. But the flame will only go up 12 miles high. But it's a more shameless you that is on the earth if you don't get with Allah. All the people have never been taught of Allah. They've been taught of God. Well, in fact, about it, that's one of the attributes of Allah. That's God. And Allah is God. And they have 99 of such names. Each one meaning something of himself and of his power and wisdom. So I'm going to hurry now to dismiss you, as you have been here so faithful and patient. And especially my brothers and sisters who have rolled a long way trying to get here to see me and hear me. I'm so sorry that we was a little late today and I couldn't carry out what I want. But my people know me. Some of them came here, they have known me to teach this for years. And they came out because they just love to hear it again and again. Don't sleep. This is what the book says happened with the five wise and the five foolish. The foolish went to sleep. And judgment was called before they could wake up. So don't sleep. I want every one of you who are visiting us to go to our restaurants and eat your fill for half price. The other. I won't let you give me charity and then not feed you, but you have quite a few, and I'm afraid that I may hurt myself if I give all of you a meal. I can give 2,000 or 3,000 people a meal myself. I have 10,000 myself. I'm not your hungry preacher of the Baptist Church. That is too stingy to give you a meal. I can give all of you a meal free. But some of my brothers may think that I'm overstepping the limit. But I don't mind. I know you'll give it back to me one day. I'm not preaching for you to give it back to me. Nor am I cutting the price for you to give it back to me. No. I don't care nothing about you giving it back to me. I love you and I want to give you something. Satan go to our eating places this afternoon. Help yourself for half price. I wish I could give you a meal after you go home. That meal you eat there, I wish I could give it to you. I love you. And I hate defeated devil triumph over you and take you to hell with him. So I'm willing to do everything, even to my life, to keep you from going down with this devil. This is all he's after you for. You know the devil in the north and south would not give you his women folk this day if he was not trying to get you to go to hell with him. When it's written in the Bible that he killed them, the woman, corrupting themselves. It's written. So, don't take his old ugly blue-eyed woman. They're not good women. They're ugly women. What I mean, they're not pretty like your black woman. If your black woman was not better than his white woman, why is he all the time in your yard and house? He knows you have the best woman. And we want to tell our best woman now to come out of his yard, out of his house, since we told you he's the devil and he can't make us out no lie. Come out of his house. Out of his yard and out of his automobile. Don't we'll come after you one day. You see these brothers sitting around here with FOI on their head? I'm training them to come after you. We're going to take you and put you in your place. Beautiful sisters, we're going to do that. We're not going to beg you either. We're going to just tell you to get in your place. Stop bearing half-white babies for the devil. We are not going to stand for that much longer. Leave it a little. We mean what we say. I have followers from the Gulf to the border. And I have followers from one coast to the other. And they are training very fast to set our law in the land. The law of righteousness. The law of justice. The law of equality. We're going to set it from coast to coast. Now, God, fine. Thank you for listening.
If you have patience with me for about a month, I will have you so smart. Yes, I will have you so smart that you can tie them around your fingers.